One of you sit up here and one sit on the deck back there.
Light rain and cool air blowing off Lake Superior couldn't keep representatives from the Wisconsin DNR, Coastal Management Program, and others from heading out on the river. The group of 15 set out in four boats to get a closer look at the site nominated for the first freshwater research estuary on the Great Lakes, the St. Louis River, one of the major rivers to feed into Lake Superior. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says there is much to learn from the Great Lakes, especially Lake Superior.
The Great Lakes represent 90% of the world's freshwater resources right here in our backyard. So it's really important that we understand the linkage between our tributaries into the Great Lakes, our watersheds, our wetlands, how all these things are linked together. And it'll be a very rich opportunity for our researchers to learn more about it so we can do a better job protecting it.
The Lake Superior Freshwater Research Estuary will provide four major functions: K-12 and community education, stewardship, and research.
In terms of the education, we can expect a whole range of things.
UW Extension Northern District Director John Pricing says there will be on-water experiences.
There will be, you're saying, informative stations. There will be research, which include both the DNR, UW Superior, the UW System people, UW Extension, and those will be shared in many different places as well.
We're in the channel that runs behind Clough Island here, so we're on the backside of Clough Island.
The estuary will cover nearly 11,000 acres along the St. Louis River. DNR Regional Water Leader Tom Giroux says the amount of public land available and the quality of the area makes this site worthy of the Great Lakes' first research center.
And the different habitats, you really kind of get a feel of it as you go up the estuary here, how it changes. And that's what an estuary is. It's the transition between the river and the lake.
The river is home to many plants, animals, birds, and nearly 70 species of native and non-native fish. Giroux says the center will shed light on the challenges facing their habitats.
Tremendous opportunities to work on invasive species and water quality, sediment remediation, because we have lots of, you know, contaminated sediments to deal with. And all of those details, we'll be working with our partner agencies over the next year to develop a management plan.
A federal environmental impact statement will be conducted while a management plan for the project is developed. The public will be able to comment on how the estuary should serve the community. DNR officials say it could be a year to 18 months before the site receives formal designation and another year before it is up and running. On the St. Louis River in Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.